It's episode 226, and we've got plugins for user feedback, interactive maps, inserting media from Dropbox, email digests, publishing checklists, and a great new way to visually add columns to posts. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great Green North. I'm John Overall.
And from the sandy shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
So it's nice, sunny, hot, and warm, and no fires up here in British Columbia. So if you're planning a trip to British Columbia for some camping, put the matches away. Barbecues only.
Oh, that's not so bad either.
No, well, they gotta be propane barbecues. But hey, they got these really cool propane fire pits you can get. Mm-hmm. And you can actually use those in the campgrounds. You can hook your propane tank up to it. You can have what looks like a fire pit. You still be able to roast your marshmallows. You know, it's controllable, helps keeps the hazards of fire down. And it's been nice and dry up here, and we really don't want our forests going up in flames.
That's a good idea always.
Yeah. So, of course, we got the great show for you, but right off the top, don't forget you can get the usual show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store leaving us a review. Those reviews help us dramatically in the iTunes ratings, rankings.
Absolutely. And remember, you can also leave us a message. It's been a while since we've had somebody leave us a SpeakPipe message. And if you have a question, if you're looking for a particular plugin, you've got some kind of problem with your WordPress site, anything like that, go to wppluginsa2z.com and just click on the Leave Us a Message button, and you can record it straight from your desktop. Easy as pie.
And don't forget to tell us what your website is. Get yourself a little kick and promotion for your website while you're at it.
That's right. That also goes for iTunes reviews. If you tell us your website in your review, we'll not only read it on the show, but we'll also give you a link in the show notes.
You bet. Okay, and of course, a little self-promotion, as we are WordPress professionals. We do this out of the loving kindness, generosity of our heart, but hey, we gotta keep the roof over our head and food on the table. So I myself make a living on WordPress. In particular, my specialty is if you break it, I fix it. So if you've broke it or somebody else broke it for you, your website has been hacked, cracked, or some other problems have occurred, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you're looking to get more site traffic, better conversions, and increase user engagement on your website, join my program at onlinebizcoach.com. I've got courses that are ready to go. Everybody can follow along step by step. I've got worksheets that accompany it, and I've even got quizzes to make sure that you know what you're doing. Check it out at onlinebizcoach.com.
All right. And, of course, hey, we've got some listener feedback this week, so take it away, Marcus.
This is from Mint Dave, and he gave us a 5-star review. John and Marcus, you guys have a fantastic show, unlike any other. I have a running list of plugins I need to try, all of which I learned about from your show. That's pretty nice. You really do save tons of time by highlighting plugins that I might have never known about. I also appreciate how you briefly cover the latest WordPress news in the beginning as well. Keep up the good work. If I could put in one request, oh, here it comes, it would be for you to add a page on your website that lists the top 10 or 15 plugins by category. Because as time goes on, the plugin recommendations you make often get lost in the pile. But if you had an ongoing best plugins by category page, it would help a lot, since it's harder to go back through the archives and find recommendations from way back. But other than that, fantastic job. Thanks for all your work. Well, thanks, Mint Dave. We'll probably do something like that in the future. But John and I have set a goal where we're going to be sending out ebooks of the top plugins that we list. And also, we're going to categorize some of them, like the top security plugins, the top e-commerce plugins, things like that. So maybe that's in line with what it is that you're thinking of. John and I are both pretty busy, so it's often hard to create anything extra beyond the show itself.
Yes.
So that'll probably be a little while before we can do that. But it's a great idea and something we'll absolutely consider in the future.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Mint Dave. Yeah, it's something that I would like to do, and it's the website has been in redesign for a while. It's just it keeps getting put on the back burner with client work coming first. So
that's it.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all we've got for you this week in news and other tidbits. So shall we jump into the meat and potatoes?
All right. Let's slice into that steak.
Off we go. All right, so continuing on from last week where I talked about all you wonderful plugin developers out there who've been submitting plugins to us, have no fear, eventually they will all get reviewed, so keep sending them out to us. I'm trying to clear out some of the backlog of them, and it may take a few shows. But here we go with some more of them. This one here was referred to us by Benjamin Intall. It's from titanframework.net. It's a great plugin, and he had a little great note to go with it first. So I'll read one segment of his note that came in. And Benjamin said, "First of all, I'd like to say that you guys are awesome, and I've been listening to your podcast for more than a year now. For me, I don't listen to get plugin recommendations, but instead I listen so that I can get ideas on what plugins we over at Gambit can create in the future, and also what cool stuff other people have created." Thanks a lot, Benjamin. Appreciate that. So the plugin I'm going to cover here today is called Page Builder Sandwich. And this plugin is actually kind of cool in its idea. I kind of like it. It's another builder plugin, adds a new builder component to your site, but it does it a little differently. Most builders that are added to your site use their own interface. One of the things they've done here is they've integrated their builder into the WordPress core builder. So what it does is just adds additional buttons and components for you. It makes things such as building columns a breeze, as well as making visual changes. It's great for many users. It's the familiar interface with WordPress, unlike any editor I've used. All in all, it's a great plugin. I tested out their free version. From one of the things they've said, this is the beginning of this plugin, and it's going to be a freemium plugin with additional modules added on. But at this moment in time, the different components and pieces I tested in it, I had to give this one a top 5 dragon rating. So check it out. Page Builder Sandwich.
Yeah, it looks like you can insert a lot of different elements. Yep. And even Jetpack stuff.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It is. So. It's actually quite nice. It's very smooth and easy. And even after you've inserted the columns and other things, you can drag and drop them to move them around.
Very nice. Okay. Well, the first plugin that I've got out of the gate today is called CBX Dropbox File Chooser. And here's what it does. It lets you insert your media directly from Dropbox. So you just install the plugin, activate it. You set up an API key that goes into Dropbox, and then you're all set. You just go to your regular post-edit screen, and right next to the Add Media button, you'll see a Choose from Dropbox button. So you click that and navigate Dropbox, maybe find an image or something else like that that you want to insert, and that's it. You don't have to go through the regular media upload cycle or anything like that. And The author claims that it will save you bandwidth by going to Dropbox for the image, but I don't know. I think you'd sacrifice some speed if you did that. But it's very nice. I tried it out. It worked very well through Dropbox. I tried it with even audio files and PDFs and things, and it put those links right there for me. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like the idea. The biggest thing that I was thinking was I'd like to see it add it to your media library instead of keeping it in Dropbox.
You know, we did about a year or so ago have something that did that yeah. we reviewed, and I'm going to have to dig through the archives. See, there's where Mint Dave's idea comes into play.
Remembering all the stuff that we
top
reviewed.
Dropbox plugins. Yeah, see, there's so many.
There's so
anyway,
many.
Anyway, it's a nice plugin, and it gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like the idea. I'm going to have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next one I've got here, this is a premium plugin, and this one was submitted by Balas Lengilo at symphonies.com. And it's called Modal Survey WordPress Feedback and Polls Plugin, available over at Code Canyon. This plugin is really quite nice. It's used for creating surveys, feedback forms, and polls for your website. It's easy to use. It creates some very nice polls and surveys. The interface for creating them is very smooth. I like the way it works. I like the way it gives you a display of what's happening. It makes it easy to add more questions. It makes it easy to customize the fonts and a frame around the box and a few other settings. You get a lot of look and feel, a lot of control over the look and feel. And all in all, it's a pretty decent survey plugin. It's $26. Check it out. The link is in the show notes over to Code Canyon. And I gave it a 4 dragon rating. It's called Modal Survey WordPress Feedback and Polls plugin.
That's very nice. I like the fact that it has a visual builder.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It has parallax, all that kind of stuff. Very cool. I'll have to check that one out. Well, the next one for me is called Publishing Checklist. And this is a developer tool. It's for adding pre-flight editorial checklists to your WordPress posts. Now, this is strictly a back-end tool. Every time a user saves a post, this publishing checklist validates that post type's list of tasks and makes sure that the content is ready for release. And so let's go over what a basic checklist would do. So let's just say you put in things like featured image, give the featured image photographer credit, do tags, do at least 4 tags, and put the social text in there for something like Yoast, as far as if it was going to be shared. If you did not do all those things, it tells you, 3 out of 5 of the tasks are complete, and it shows each one by one, what you've got in there as far as your task. So it doesn't prevent you from actually posting, but it does give you a running tally of the things that you should be doing. Now, so this would include things like SEO information, the title, the description, all of that. And so for me, I thought this was really great for someone who maybe doesn't know what to add, or you've got a client where you're handing off a particular website and you want to make sure that they at least do the common components so you don't have to go back and do them a second time. Hint, hint.
Oh, yeah.
And all in all, I found this to be a very good plugin. So I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Now, does it have like a spot in its settings to where you determine what to have it check off?
It does. Okay. And in fact, you can set that. On a per post basis, you can put like a checklist template in there where you have to have certain criteria checked off in order for it to go. It does help you to get that sort of base rule or base guideline of what is important that needs to be done.
Very nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that as being useful for a site I'm about to hand off to a client in another week.
Great. Give it a shot.
Oh, I intend to. Save myself phone calls. All right. Well, the final one I've got here today is another premium plugin. And this one was submitted by Dmitry Sinakryov. Oh, wow. I butchered your name. Sorry, Dmitry. At HTML5maps.com. And what this one is it's a US interactive HTML5 map for WordPress. Now, I got to test out the demo version. They told me if I wanted a premium version, I could request it, and they want to know what website so they could register it properly. But I just thought I'd just check out the demo version because it's all good, just has demo on it. And since I tested my staging site, it's all good. So all in all, it's a pretty cool map. It's the U.S. It's a U.S. map, all 50 states. And if you've got a reason to need a full U.S. map of all the states to where you can control the colors on it, change the colors, it's great for like red-blue states or happy-sad states, you know, or whatever you want to do with the states, you can add information. Like if someone clicks on a state, it'll have some pop-up information to tell them information about the state, like how many representatives you have, how many stores you have in the state. You can have it set up to say, hey, this state is kind of poor. You know, you can set the colors for each individual states. Really kind of fun. Set all the South states to pink. I'm sure they'd love that. And just make it all pretty and nice. All in all, pretty decent plugin. It's $69, such a great number for a plugin. I found it to be pretty cool. It'd be very useful if I was building something that required US-wide information for each different state. And the HTML5 version of it is smooth, it's flowing, very clean. Check it out. US Interactive HTML5 map for WordPress. The link is in the show notes to the plugin. And I gave it a 5 dragon rating.
I'll tell you what, this would be good in education.
It would be.
If you're using this for identifying what states are maybe the capitals or the history behind them or the identifying the flag of each state.
Yeah, because you can actually add images. So when they click on a state, it pops up and it gives that information.
That's right.
So.
Very nice. Okay. Final one. This is called Digest Notifications. One thing that really ticks me off is every time something happens, like an update or new comments or new users that sign up, or I have one site, John, that I don't know what the hell the problem is with these people, the users that are on it. I have 14 people on the system. It seems like they reset their password every day because it seems like every day I'm getting an email that Joe Blow just reset his password.
They just don't bother to write it down or remember what they used.
Right. So instead of getting all of those things, one by one by one by one,
yeah,
this will actually give you either a daily or, if you want to, only a weekly digest.
Hey, I know a site for this one.
It tells you exactly what the core updates were. It tells you what the new comments were, how many people changed their password, any of that stuff. Stuff that needs to be moderated, and it gives it to you in digest form.
Nice.
So I can see this for usage based on my own activity as an administrator, but why not also use this as a reporting mechanism to your clients so that all of this text can be, you know, archived every week, and then you can just forward this on and go, here's what's going on with the site this week as far as automation or activity or comments or whatever. So it gives you everything all in one sheet. Very nice. Called Digest Notifications, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I definitely have one website I can put that on to eliminate the number of emails I get on a daily basis from it.
Right. You can still charge them too.
Yeah.
They don't give any of the reports.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, I covered up in this episode Page Builder Sandwich, which I gave a 5 to, US Interactive HTML5 Map for WordPress, which I gave a 5 to, and Modal Survey WordPress Feedback and Polls plugin, which I gave a 4 to.
Gotta do something about these names.
Oh, some of them are getting long, aren't they?
Wow. And I talked about CBX Dropbox File Chooser. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Publishing Checklist, 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Digest Notifications, which I also gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
All right. And a little commercial for you. It's now easier than ever to share your fitness story. So if you don't have yourself a blog, you can start yourself a free fitness blog or website at thefityou.ca. It's a health and fitness community, WordPress-based, where you can have your own free blog website, and only for a few dollars more, you can turn it into a complete e-commerce website without all the headaches of keeping it up to date. It's a fantastic opportunity if you're in the fitness business, fitness community, or you just want to share your fitness story. Check out thefitu.ca.
Very nice. And I am taking personal coaching calls, personal technical issues that you've got with your site, or if you just want a nice, quick site evaluation or audit, go to marcuscouch.com/call. I run my call system out of the clarity.fm platform, and it charges you actually by the minute. So you pay only for what you use when you go to marcuscouch.com/call.
All right, and the usual reminders, don't forget, we would greatly appreciate your time in the iTunes store, giving us a review, helping us get up in those rankings, especially all you Canadians out there. Hey, hockey season's over. Time to get those reviews in. And in Stitcher Radio, if you're listening there, give us a little thumbs up button in the corner.
Yes, Stitcher's my new podcast platform.
Yeah, I've been using it for a while.
I like it on my iPad as I'm working, and I bought this little Bluetooth receiver so that I can transmit from my iPad straight to my speakers, and I gotta say, it's the way to go for podcasts. And if I jump in the car, I can Bluetooth from my phone on Stitcher and leave exactly where I left off listening to a podcast.
Yeah, really. That's the kind of a cool feature, isn't it?
Yes. So thank you to everybody that's listening on Stitcher, and please hit that thumbs up. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and online, bizcoach.com, on Twitter, @MarcusCouch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.